Here's an old story. Small towns across the country see population decline as the farming generation dwindles and young people move to bigger cities. Well, here's a new twist to that story. One town in western Kansas is getting help from an unlikely source. An undertaker from Arizona plans to revive the dying town by catering to the dead. From member station KMUW in Wichita, Carla Eccles has the story.
The tiny town of Preston, Kansas, once boasted a very active main street with two grocery stores, a post office, a cafe, a drugstore, and a filling station. But now they're gone, along with the town's high school and church. In fact, only 170 people live here. Boarded up buildings line either side of Main Street, a city hall and senior center remain within view of two towering grain elevators. Ken Stanton plans to change much of that. The 53-year-old mortician with a warm and easy smile has been in the funeral business for 18 years. He's no stranger to Preston. For 35 years, he and his wife Donna have come here to visit relatives. Donna's father dreamed of a revitalized Preston, and Stanton embraced that dream.
I saw this little town and I saw some pictures of it back in the early 1900s and saw what it was and believed that this town could thrive again.
So, a year ago, he bought the run-down bar and grill on Main Street to turn into a mortuary and crematorium. Today, Stanton and brother-in-law Mike Salden are surveying the gutted 94-year-old brick building.
Mike, can we put a jack in here to help support some of this weight?
Yeah, because you're not going to use this void, so we'll go ahead and fill this void here,
right.
Okay?
The goal is to complete construction and open the facility by January. Mayor Wayne Scott was a student in the last graduating class of Preston High School in 1966. He admits that news of an undertaker investing big time in Preston was at first met with some skepticism.
But then when Ken came into one of our council meetings and started requesting permits and inquiring about acquiring different properties around town and a few buildings on Main Street, then we realized it could possibly be a reality for us, and then I think everyone got quite excited, and that's where we are now.
Donna Stanton plans to work alongside her husband in the mortuary and support her son's new business, a 50-style restaurant to be built down the street. It's not just Ken and Donna Stanton coming here. It's more than 30 family members and friends.
My sister from South Carolina is coming in with her husband, and she'll be staying out here. And my other sister came with me. And then, of course, my brother-in-law, my other sister's in Phoenix, so they'll end up here.
But even though some Preston residents are welcoming them here, Ken Stanton says some others aren't so sure.
I think there's a group of people that are kind of wondering, what are these people trying to do, come in and take over the whole place?
Mike Snell has been branch manager of the Cairo Co-op in Preston for 16 years. He hopes the Stanton clan can jumpstart this town.
The city of Preston is just about a dead town. We've got the co-op here and a local meat plant, and there's just not a whole lot going on in the town anymore.
And while Preston is tiny, Ken Stanton plans to draw funeral business from a 50-mile radius, and he wants to encourage others to give small towns a second look.
Metropolitan communities are getting so packed with people. So many people are out of work. People are starting to gravitate further out where housing and things are a little bit less expensive. So I think there's an opportunity for growth and things to happen in small communities and small towns if people would just be willing to be ready for some change.
And whether Preston, Kansas lives or dies may rest in part to the success of the funeral business. For NPR News, I'm Carla Eccles.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.